This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Comic Book Noise can be found at comicbooknoise.com and is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. Alright, the noise you hear is me feeding the cats. So, anyway. I was on Quora this morning, and Quora is a site. It's sort of like, it was described in the way I've described it as Yahoo Answers for smart people. And it's really funny because every now and then you get people who are just obvious. Let's just call them Russian trolls, who come in and they'll say all kind of outlandish things, and they get shut down, not with people swearing at them, but with facts and logical thinking, and it all stays pretty civil. But they also, probably because of, you know, what I'm subscribed to, there's a lot of questions about comic books on there. And the one this morning that I saw was what I thought was a pretty good one. The question was, if you could give any villain, DC or Marvel, their own solo movie, who would you pick and why? Although I don't think they said and why, but that's like a given on Quora, right? For Marvel, to me, it's really simple. Really simple, really easy. That's Bullseye. All right. Bullseye is one of those characters that it really would not take a whole lot of special effects to do. You could actually have a lot of practical stunts instead of the shit we normally get with things that just don't make logical sense from the way physics works. You know, there are sometimes, you know, I love superhero movies, obviously, or else, you know, I really wouldn't watch them. Same thing with TV shows. But a lot of this stuff, okay, let me see if I can hold this off real quick. All right, nobody need to hear me sneeze right into the microphone. But anyway, a lot of stuff just doesn't make sense from the way physics works, the way reality is, right? But because this is a movie set in a superhero universe, I just assume that physics works different, right? And then before you start going, well, physics only works one way, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, physics has also changed in the way we've perceived it. So, yeah, just shut up with that. Anyway, and because there's really not an origin story for Bullseye, they don't really need to bother telling one. Now, of course, because this is a Hollywood movie, they're probably going to try to. But it's not necessary, right? Because yesterday somebody sent me a link. It was Anthony who sent me a link. They're working on a Joker solo movie that will tell his origin, which I think is a horrible idea. Right, because the Joker is one of those characters that doesn't need an origin story. Now, Bullseye doesn't need an origin story. I mean, the clown prince of crime. Boom, there you go. Right? You don't really need to know anything else. Besides, you already know he was the Red Hood. He fell into a vat of chemicals. He came out the Joker. Don't need anything else, right? It's just a dumb idea to me. And then he said, well, they gave him one in the Batman movie with Keaton. And I thought that was a dumb idea back then as well, you know? So, oh well, I think it's a dumb idea, but they make dumb ideas all the time. I still, to this day, don't think that they should have given Wolverine an origin. He didn't need one. They gave him one, and nobody cares anymore, you know? Oh well. Anyway, see a Bullseye. Plus, he's a killer. He's an assassin, right? They could do a movie sort of like a heist film, you know? But instead of a heist film, it's him trying to get everything together to kill somebody. And being, you know, a modern day heist film with an assassin involved, he could be getting a bunch of guys together with all these different specialties. You know, you've got your getaway driver, your explosives guy, your safe cracker. You get all these guys together, and then at the very end, you put the twist that these guys were all guys that Bullseye had been paid to kill, and now he got them all in one spot so he can kill them, collect a big fat loaf of money, and then go off and retire. You know, I mean, there you go, there's your movie. Now DC, I have to think a little bit about that. So that's what I will talk about tomorrow, what DC villain I think should get their own solo movie, and pretty much a basic outline of what it should be. Anyway, right now I'm done making a lot of noise, a lot of comic book noise. Take it easy.
I'm going to see.